Hi, this is a follow-up visit. Felicia Johnson, Felicjohnson, date of accident is 3/16/2022, date of birth 2/28/1965. The patient is here with the following issues. She has pain in the right arm, shooting down as numbness, tingling from the neck with involvement of all the fingers. As numbness and tingling, almost constant pain level is 6 to 10. Some headaches are reported, and in the left side only the wrist and the left hand is painful along with the swelling, and wrist is slightly tender on the left side as well as to the right side. It appears that she has some reason for this tendinitis, that is appears on the extensor tendons of both hands. We'll wait for the, since this patient was injured almost a year and a half ago, 3/16/2022, I'll not make a big deal out of this tendinitis, and we'll believe that it is almost a part of her arthritic syndrome. We'll wait for therapy, physical therapy to work on it with heat and massage and laser treatments, and we'll provide medications. Her pain level is reported to be between 6 to 10. Lower back pain is around 9 and neck pain is not there, only 2 to 3, but there is a numbness and tingling of the right arm, and she reports weakness of both the arms, especially the left. 50% relief is reported achieved. Please review the chart for the ADL, for the system review, additional history. Substance abuse and a compliance history. Physical examination will reveal that the blood pressure is 131/82, pulse is 71, pulse ox 100. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit, which is 8/24/2023, dictation number 0825-085. Plan. The patient has mild underlying anxiety, depression, sleep problem, and patient is being provided to continue with the following medication, which is Celebrex, which is NSAID to help healing, 200 milligram a day with Protonix, which is 20 milligram a day for stomach protector. Tramadol is provided as pain medication, narcotics schedule 4. 50 milligram 12 hourly, while Xanax is provided 0.5 milligram PRN 1 tablet for anxiety. Lyrica is provided for pain relief, 50 milligram 2 times a day. The patient is fairly stable. She is also advised to continue her physical therapy. That is now reduced to once a week for the lack of receiving any evaluation from the therapy department. She can do chiropractic, acupuncture, traction massage. Home exercises have been discussed, yoga, neck stretching and lower back stretching. Exercise for the shoulder has been discussed. Injection treatment has been discussed and asked for. Patient is informed that she may benefit from her injection to cervical and lumbar epidural and maybe to the shoulder area. No treatment is discussed for the swelling in the both wrists that are visible today, slightly painful, especially the right wrist, which is unable to bend at 90 degrees. However, I'm not going to make a big determination on it. It could be maybe another fall or some other accident or a additional inflammation. She may see her family physician, maybe a rheumatologist, and the therapist. I will wait for additional time before working on it. Thank you.